All right, well, hi, everyone, and welcome back to Womansplain, the podcast where we break down the issues, challenges, and strategies shaping women's lives and careers. I'm Brooke, as always, and I'm here with my favorite co-host, Sola.
Thanks, Brooke. Today's episode I'm so excited for because it's something that we all face and currently facing in the beginning of the year. Whether you're getting a new job, a promotion, negotiating salary, pay, benefits, we want to spend this time talking about different strategies that you can utilize to get that bag.
Yeah, absolutely. And women negotiate and always ask. And I feel like I just want to be your cheerleader on this podcast. Yes. Negotiate and always ask.
Always ask.
Always ask. Because I promise you, I know it's like so scary, especially when you just get a job offer, you've had a really hard job hunt, or maybe you lost your job and you got a new one, or maybe you just got a promotion but not the raise you deserve. And you already feel like you're kind of walking on thin ice and you just don't want to push it. Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I'm here to tell you that you should push it because yes. If you don't get what you deserve, you should walk away and know your worth. Because yes. Honestly, just like, I don't know, a relationship, if you're like you don't feel like they're the one, if you feel like a job is really mistreating you, you're going to be mistreated in the long run and they're never going to treat you right. So like, if you feel like they're mistreating you, you feel like they're not giving you the promises you want, even if they don't give you the exact raise you want, but they're giving you, you know, long-term plans where they want, they're obviously investing in you. That's a very different story than a company that's being evasive and mistreating you, because they will always mistreat you. So I'm here, women, to tell you, yes. Negotiate and ask.
Yes.
And but obviously we know it's really challenging to be a woman, especially in male-dominated scenarios, especially maybe if you're a female for the first time kind of being put into a senior position. You know, it's something both of us have faced. And, you know, we read a lot of studies about this. And women do face, you know, a lot more just criticism and judgment in those positions that I think every human already feels vulnerable. And, you know, we read, like, there's a good Harvard Business Review article basically mm-hmm. talking about the female kind of double bind. Mm-hmm. And that is basically the idea that women need to be both warm and assertive to be respected. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like this really difficult balance, like a seesaw of you have to be warm, but not too warm. So you're like mm-hmm. underestimated and seen as maybe dumb or unqualified, mm-hmm. but also assertive, but not too assertive. And so you don't threaten your superiors. And it's just a really, really difficult balance. Exactly. And unfair.
Exactly. And women are seen as more successful in negotiations when they can combine warmth and assertiveness, as Brooke has mentioned, which is not really seen within our male counterparts. I feel like they can just be assertive. They don't need to be warm, and vice versa. And something that we've learned being in this industry and just corporate industries where there's less women is you have to always be vocal. You have to ask for what you want. But also, I guess, combine that with, you know, some warmth. At the end of the day, we are working with people, and you're dealing with people, you're not dealing with screens. So you have to make sure that you are still being, you know, respectful and kind, but also not a pushover, and just actually ask for what you want. And if you don't say what you need and what you want and what you think you deserve, people will not know. So
absolutely. And honestly, companies are going to do what they can get away with. Like, they're mm-hmm. a business. They're never going to pay you a dollar more than you ask and that you want. Yeah. Honestly, like, why would they do that? That just hurts them. It literally makes a supervisor look better if they underpay you. So mm-hmm. the only reason they are going to give you money is so you don't leave. So you need to put down that boundary. Otherwise, you will never get what you deserve. That's just the fact of being an employee in this country, in the world. Like, honestly, like, and it is set up for you to be underpaid and underappreciated. Employees, especially in the United States, do not have rights. Like, effectively, if you read employee law, it is 100% toward the employer and not the employee in the U.S. So, and there's just very, very little protection. But the upside of that is that it's also, you know, a more flexible marketplace with a lot more options and a lot more competition, because there's obviously a lot more turnover. So the answer is push for what you want, mm-hmm. push for it in a way that's, you know, respectful. And obviously don't jump to the assertive if you don't have to. I think there's always like a way to kind of have a softer touch, but if you need to, like, put down that boundary and just don't cross it.
Yeah. And I would also be mindful of the language that you use. I feel like a lot of the times, you know, when we're asking for something that we think is out of our control or boundary, we say, you know, I think XYZ, I would like to discuss XYZ. It would be great if, you know, I could get a raise, that promotion, etc. And that's something that, you know, we just do as women, or just maybe junior people in the industry. But definitely know your worth, ask exactly what you want, and you can, you know, go in with examples and say, you know, this year I did XYZ and for that I believe I deserve, or don't even say I believe, say I deserve a promotion or, you know, some sort of additional benefits, etc. So definitely be confident in your language and your body language as well. You know, don't fidget, like just be confident. Think that, you know, you're like the Superman, do the Superman pose. Obviously, like not actually, but, you know, do that before you walk in the room with, you know, your boss or HR or whoever.
Absolutely. And don't take an immediate no as the final no. Mm-hmm. I think that's also a great way to do it, because I feel like sometimes you can just catch people at the wrong time. Yeah. Or the budget might be closed for the year, or they might have given someone else a raise and they don't have room for it. But that doesn't mean that it's a no forever. And I think like anything, like this is my personal just philosophy in life. Never burn a bridge. A no is never a no forever. Mm-hmm. People change their minds all the freaking time. Yeah. A no today is not a no 6 months from now. It's not a no a year from now. It's not a no tomorrow. So right. Just remember yourself, like remember, but also if you make your intentions known, that will be in the back of their mm-hmm. head. And that's a really important thing.
Yeah. And I also don't go in close-minded. Totally. I think you can walk in being like, hey, I deserve a raise. And then if you do get shut down, there's all these other things you could potentially ask for and put on their radar. So, you know, more stock options, better work-life balance, more benefits, totally. Carry. So there's a lot of other things other than just cash bonus 100%. That you can negotiate.
Title bump, mm-hmm. opportunities in the future, yep. pathway to a raise. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yes.
Honestly. And so just remind yourself that there's also, you know, flexibility within that. And that's great. And everyone's in a tough position. And also, you know, I think generally we have to talk about too is just we're in, you know, performance review season. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're wrapping it up in kind of January, but there honestly goes through kind of March, depending yeah. on your firm.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about that because that's often where comp sort of starts. And women are often judged a lot more harshly in a workplace environment, especially in terms of promotion. Mm-hmm. You know, as they say, men are typically promoted based on potential, mm-hmm. and women are promoted based on their achievements, yep. Which is very difficult. And it can really feel, you know, like you're being unfairly judged in a performance review, because also 360 reviews were designed and created by men. So it really is not a fair situation. And there's a lot of recency bias and politics when it comes to 360 reviews, even though they're designed to avoid it. So I honestly, my biggest thing with performance reviews is that really do a good job in your self-review. I think your self-review can really, like, honestly push your way one way or the other, because mm-hmm. there are so many people who blow off their self-reviews. And I've at least like two or three times, honestly, like got myself a significantly better performance review based on my self-review. Because one, I think it, like, if you actually take a really long time and a lot of care into it, that makes you stand out, mm-hmm. honestly. So many people just like push four buttons and submit and call it a day. Yeah. And I think if you do a really careful job, you also remind people what the fuck you've done. Like, honestly, people forget the end of the year, especially mm-hmm. if there's someone who's reviewing 25 people. Yeah. They're like, what did Brooke do 6 months ago? I have no idea. So, like, especially like having a really careful record of all of your accomplishments, mm-hmm. which is a great job reminding people of how great you've been. And it also shows your, like, honestly, like, gives people another perspective and just like kind of pushes the politics away from you if you're able to defend yourself in a way that's like a very, like, literally the least confrontational forum, a written review of yourself.
Yeah.
And so I would just really encourage women to use that in your favor, mm-hmm. use that in your advantage, use your conversation and writing skills, and show how much you care. It also prepares you well for the room too.
Yeah. And something I do related to that is just like throughout, like, each quarter, at the end of each quarter, I write down all the big, you know, projects and work that I've done.
Yes.
Just so that you remember what you did in January come December. So definitely keep all the audit trails. And at the end of the day, it's literally facts. It's like what you did.
Absolutely.
And so people can't argue with your actual achievements and what you've done for the company and the impact that you made. And it'll, as Brooke said, like, better prepare you for the conversation. And then if, you know, your boss or someone that gives you a review mentions, you know, you're just maybe not ready for the next role, you can ask for tangible feedback, being like, oh, you know, for the next role, I'm already operating in that capacity. You can see that through XYZ. I would love to know, like, what else I need to do and, you know, why I'm not ready for the role. So definitely have tangible examples. And it'll definitely help you if you're, you know, writing everything down, just so that you're not missing anything big come, you know, end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely write down that feedback for the next year as well. Like, mm-hmm. I have always kept really detailed notes in my performance review from last year, and then also use that in my self-review the next year as well. So you can be like, okay, last year you told me XYZ. Yep. This is how this year I've done this and like accomplished mm-hmm. this and worked toward it, blah, blah, blah. So that's a great way to do it. Another thing that I always do too is like I have like a folder in my email of just all of the like compliments and like
I have a kudos folder.
Yeah,
too.
Like of all that I've received, which I know is like partially for like just surviving a bad day. But it's also great of just a great like record of all the great things you've mm-hmm. done. And I have often like PDF'd a lot of those emails and then sent to my supervisor along with my self-review of just like, and because it's just like a nice little flash would be like, look, like the head of our group said I did a great job like 12 times. And that's just like great. Honestly great self-kudos.
Yeah.
And just like gives everyone a warm and fuzzy feeling, you mm-hmm. know. Of like, okay, wow, like look at all the positive things people think, even if like maybe her performance reviews are like not looking great because people are just biased, right?
Yeah.
So just fight bias with facts is like the, in the best way you can.
Yes, I agree. And I think preparation is power. And so of course be prepared with what work that you've done internally and at the company, but also be prepared with, you know, looking at similar roles at different companies. And maybe if you think you're severely underpaid, go on Glassdoor, go on LinkedIn and see what another company's same role as, you know, your role is getting paid. And then so you can really use that as leverage and you can bring that. And as Brooke said, that's, you know, just facts. It's not opinion. And so prepare the best you can in terms of what you've done, but also what's out there and what's external to the fact. Because once you bring that in, that's something that, you know, the company needs to look at. And then as Brooke said, like they want to keep you, like employers want to keep you, and so they'll do, you know, as best as they can to actually do that if it is, you know, down to, you know, salary or money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's way easier to retain someone than get someone new and train them, take a risk. I mean, like, it's a lot cheaper for them to just give you a raise and like a lot easier and better for everyone involved. So especially like if you're a valued employee, so absolutely push for that. And honestly, use LinkedIn, use salary surveys, mm-hmm. like ask your friends, don't be afraid. I know money's taboo, but it's the year of loud budgeting, so go for mm-hmm. it. You know, and like we are here to support each other, so it's good.
Yeah. And I think companies really value you if you are loyal to them, and if you, you know, see yourself staying and growing. And if that is really the case, you can use that as leverage as well, being like, you know, I've been here X number of years and I see myself growing into a leadership position. And so, you know, they have to like treat you well at the end of the day if you are loyal to them. And I think a lot of the times different companies do, you know, give you better benefits and et cetera if you do stay loyal. So I know like Gen Z is like, change jobs all the time, and I see the value of, you know, switching jobs and industries and stuff like that too. But if you are passionate about what you do and, you know, you really enjoy your role, definitely, you know, try to stay, as long as, you know, you're not getting like abused or anything, or like, you know,
yes, if you're in a healthy like environment and you like your job, you should try to stay.
Yeah,
absolutely. And just ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a good test to the company too. And a good test to your manager, because it's an opportunity for them to also really fight for you and like make you look good, make them look good, and like everyone's happy. So honestly, push for what you want. And then it also is a way to find out kind of the true color sometimes of your company as well. So honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, women, I'm just saying, I feel like just as you're always ask, prepare, counter bias with facts. Always negotiate the total package. And also just don't overtalk. Never negotiate yourself. Embrace silence. Be calm, be slow.
Yeah.
And don't talk too fast. I feel like a lot of times that can, you know, make you seem nervous, and just be confident in your body language and know what you're worth.
Yeah, I think that's super valid. Be comfortable with silence.
Yeah.
Come in with lots of examples, but definitely take a pause, read the room, and see how the other person is reacting. And then also, like, I would also take some time after, if you do hear, I guess, your review and then you're upset about it, definitely take some time. You don't have to respond immediately. You can leave, collect your thoughts, and then, you know, schedule another meeting. And then that way you're better prepared and not, you know, acting out of, you know, anger and just reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's super important.
Always give yourself 24 hours, honestly, during an upsetting news, because just no one's thinking their best, honestly. And you're probably just like, you're not going to show your best face. Always sleep on it. Give yourself some time and space.
Yes.
For sure. It's important. And you're going to come back with like a much stronger position too, if you're not visibly upset and emotional. And also always give the other person time to process too. Yes. I think that's also important after a difficult conversation or confrontation. You know, don't push them to get you an answer right away. Give them plenty of time to process, like follow up a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like one of those things that you want people to also have time to think about.
Yeah.
And is often kind of one of their bottom priorities. So, you know, let them process, let them do it. And yeah, so we just, we're here. We want you guys all to make money. We want all women, we want more money in the hands of women at Women's Plane here. So this will also be kind of the launch of our Substack as well, focusing on how women can be more successful in and out of the workplace. Just how to negotiate the promotion and deserve you and raise you deserve.
Yeah, we're cheering you on. And any success stories or struggles, feel free to email us at womensplainpod1@gmail.com. DM us on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. And we're here to support you.
And also, if you need any advice, you need a mock negotiator, we're here to support. We're here to support our community.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, guys. We love you. And, you know, we support you.
Don't be afraid to ask. Go get that bread.
Go get that bread.